With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate gets to work this week on its own version of a budget proposal, Bubba Agnew reports.
Majority Leader John Thune says he'd like to pass a Senate budget resolution before the weekend, but there are some potential obstacles. First, the Senate parliamentarian would have to sign off on a GOP plan to use what's known as the current policy baseline. Absent that concession, the numbers will indicate that ending the Trump tax cuts would increase the deficit over 10 years, making it impossible for Republicans to accomplish their goal of making those tax cuts permanent. Bob Agnew reporting.
The special GOP primary elections to fill the U.S. House seats of former Florida Representatives Mike Waltz and Matt Gaetz will be held Tuesday. One of the seats up for grabs is Northwest Florida's 1st Congressional District, long represented by Gaetz. The other race is for the 6th Congressional District, a seat that had been held by Waltz, who's now serving as President Trump's national security advisor. Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court may rule this week on multiple emergency applications related to President Trump's orders. These include the deportations of Venezuelan gang members under the Alien Enemies Act. Justices may also decide on a lower court's ruling requiring the government to reinstate millions in the Department of Education. And a ruling could come soon on the firing of thousands of probationary federal workers. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says more gang members have been deported to El Salvador.
17 Tren de Aragua and MS-13 illegal criminal terrorists were deported from our country back to El Salvador, and they will no longer ever be able to say they can roam free in this country under this president. These were convicted felons, murderers, rapists who are no longer in our country, and I think we should all be very grateful for that.
State Department said that they were removed Sunday night and included murderers and rapists. This is SRN News. Tuesday's election day in Wisconsin's pivotal Supreme Court race. Greg Clugston has more on the story.
The winner of the election will determine whether the court remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Tens of millions of dollars have been spent on the race, including more than $17 million by groups funded by Trump advisor Elon Musk. Wisconsin's highest court is preparing to rule on a series of high-profile cases, including one that would effectively outlaw abortion. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
California State Legislature will debate the issue of men and women's sports this week. Two bills have been introduced aimed at restoring fairness and privacy for girls in school athletics. Each bill would reestablish biological sex as the standard for participation in sports. The two proposals challenge California's decade-old policy of permitting students to compete based on gender identity. This is SRN News. The death toll in last week's massive earthquake in Myanmar continues to rise as humanitarian conditions worsen.
Myanmar's state MRTV says the leader of the military government, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, told Pakistan's prime minister during a call that 2,065 people have been killed in the earthquake and about 270 missing. Relief agencies expect those numbers to rise sharply since access is slow to remote areas where communications are down. In addition, aid groups and the UN warn the disaster could exacerbate hunger and disease outbreaks. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Myanmar is already one of the world's most challenging places for humanitarian organizations to operate because of civil war that displaced millions. For civilians on their way to becoming the first to fly over Earth's polar regions, they blasted off in a SpaceX rocket from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. More details at SRNNews.com.